Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holler at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff of law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure buck pipes. I know I spat at y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Mac, sweet like Taro. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you by the reaching.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. What a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L Boogie. I got ICE, Styles of God, T-Roll, and the traffic controller keeping all the nuts and bolts together. OG the Buck. And if you didn't know, we're in the building, baby. What the deal, ICE? In case of emergency. What the deal, baby?
Hey, man. I just had a great weekend, man. My pops enjoyed his 80th birthday, man. Just came from the cabins, man. So I feel great, man. We feel blessed, man. Just to wake up and see another day, man. And I'm just ready, man. You know, just get this started, man. You know what I'm saying?
You ready to wild out?
Wild out Wednesday, baby.
I think OG the Buck. I know the Q's took that whooping, but did you still barbecue?
It was definitely a barbecue, and my orange man got barbecue. I'm still with Buddy Bucket and my orange man. That's just who I've been riding with since I was a kid, man. But I'm feeling good on Wild Out Wednesday. I got a couple of my homies in the queue, man. DDA, man. Bujo, DDA, Fonzo. I'm so ready, man. And you know what I say about this time, Boogie Ice wrote, let's go.
Streets. Hey, man, I want to give a shout out to our mans and them, let he rest in heaven. Our mans and them, Nipsey Hussle, man. You know, 2019, he was gunned down. He was murdered on the day. So shout out to Nipsey today. So say that first and let's continue. First on the marquee, it's been allegations. Now, it's been 21, a total of 21 sexual lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. Now, 18 women, though, have come to his defense. I'm going to ask you, ICE, because this is in case of emergency. What do you think about these allegations against Deshaun Watson in these cases filed, and does that tarnish his value in the NFL?
Well, it definitely tarnishes his value. It definitely does. But you can't have 21 allegations come out, man, and some of it's not true, man. But I can believe Houston owners have something to do with this, you know. I can't say all. But these crazy texts he was giving out, man, you know, that says something about his character right there, deleting texts. And all the women were saying it was unusual behavior. So not everybody's going to come out and say he did it, but I think some are going to come out and say it, you know. So it's not a good look right now for him. And, man, I just wish him nothing but the best, man. I hope he can prove himself right, and we can't prove himself until we get to the court, you know. So it's not looking good right now for him, but there is a silver lining, you know. It's not like he did any, you know, no crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying. So he's not married, he's still young. He just gonna learn a valuable lesson, you know. So. I feel sorry for him, though, man. But, again, man, the people were talking about should Baker Mayfield to the trade to down to Deshaun Watson for Baker. I was like, nah, before this even came out, man, I was thinking he would get hurt sometime. He had a good year last year. I just didn't, you know, I wanted him the year we were supposed to get him, but we didn't get him. I grew up to liking Baker Mayfield, and I wanted to stay there, and I'm glad we did. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take for that, baby. What do you think about it, Al? What do you think, man? Tell me, man.
I wish I could have got on the pre-production with OG the Buck, because he keep me together with the music and my snippets. You know, when I come in with my snippets, I always go to OG the Buck, and he puts it together. And I wish we had a little R. Kelly, because I have a twist to it. When a woman said, there's nothing you could do about her. When a woman set up, you have 21 women, 21 that's filed cases against you. Now, right. The 18, I don't know if you gave a couple of dollars or what you've done with them, but these seem like not, what should I say, tendencies of young women, but these are some type of tendencies parallel to
Aura, R. Kelly. So when you have these, repeated things, Ebony Small said, and I don't want to use it, you know, all these girls, I got to have one. One of them, it has to be true, like you said, ICE. But how hard is the crime that he committed? Will it tarnish his trade bait? Will the Houston Texans release him? And with you being released for something like that, you know, those are loopholes in your contract. You don't get that money. So this is a lesson for young student athletes who come in the league. Be careful, as Herm Edwards would always say, think before you press send. Hey, man, it's that time. We got to go to a commercial. If you want to listen to us, this is Wild Out Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Every Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern time. If you want to get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, that's DA. The Streets is Talking. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girls.
Niggas gonna test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressed the burst. Street niggas, still I get checked first. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days pray for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm just left concerned. Cruising in the six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
Scorpion bricks, way before Orbeez double disc. 40 on my lap, clap, sound like 40 did the mix. Filtered bass, sip coke, like a Michelin star chef. Chef, kiss to my wrist, I go dummy with my left. IRS on my dick, try to audit all my checks, too late. You know they hate when you become more than they expect. You let them crack or storm your capital, put their feet up on your desk. And yeah, you talking tough to me, I lost all my little respect. I'm selling weed in the open, bringing folks home from the feds. I know the payback gon' be mean, I'm saving all my little bread. Pray for me, y'all, one day I'ma have to pay for these thoughts. Real niggas. Niggas is a stink. It ain't safe for me, my dog. They killing niggas in their own hood. That makes sense to you at all? You burnt your bridge to the other side. You know you can't swim across. Y'all know niggas can't swim. They fried Mike after he died. Y'all know niggas can't win. You never land on your side. I arrived on the day Fred Hampton got murdered. Hold up. Assassinated, just to clarify further. What y'all gave birth is the chairman mixed with Jeff Ford. Big step on the jet with my legs crossed. Black stones on my neck. Y'all can't kill Christ. Black Messiah is what I feel like. Shit ain't gon' stop cause y'all spill blood. We gon' turn up even more since y'all killed cubs.
And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like.
This what it feels like when you a caller. Callers, we see you in the queue. We gon' get you in.
This is what it feel like if it's your first time listening to the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man James down at ATL, my man Enrique, my man E-Man. He out in Spain listening in. Oh, the phones is hot. We going to get you in. But we got to holler about this NBA and this Sweet 16. Please stay on the line. We want to hear your take. 515-605-9370. We appreciate you guys. And we got the big dummy of the day coming at the end. Be ready for it. Man, we hot. One of the hottest podcasts on the internet. Boogie, T-Row, ICE, Styles of God. And you hear him. You hear him. Shout out to Nipsey, OG the Buck. We hear you. You keeping it hot. We didn't even want to go in the queue. We wanted to hear Nipsey and Jay. We didn't even want to.
This is what it feels like.
This is what it feels like to be in the Final Four. This is what it feels like when you lose by two when you're supposed to be the favorite. This is what it feels like. NBA.
I'll say their name. We used to that team up north, but they lost. No more Michigan.
I know you couldn't wait to see them lose. I knew it. ICE. Now that the trade deadline is over with, guys been bought out. Andre Drummond over to the Lakers. LaMarcus Aldridge has signed with the Nets. They done picked up another nice, solid player. I'm going to ask you two questions. What do you think about them pickups, man? Is the Brooklyn Nets the villains of the NBA? I just want to ask you that. Since all these pickups and signings, and I just want to ask
you. Well, you know,
man.
Not re- I mean, for the Kyrie, James Harden, and KD, yeah. Okay, but when you get a Blake Griffin who he's 35. You got all just like 35, 36. They had their time. You know what I'm saying? They role players right about now. You know what I'm saying? I be watching the game. The boys ain't got no defense, man. And it's not a dynasty, man. I could go down a list of teams, man, from the 70s, man, to the 80s, where it was boatload of players, man. For even Kobe era, they had Shaq, Kobe, Gary Payton, Karl Malone. That's a Hall of Fame team. They went to the championship. You know, they was older and they went to the champ. That's a super team. They went to the championship. They just got swept. That's why you don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? But so they've been building super teams for years, man. Even the Philadelphia 76ers days with Dr. J. They added Moses Malone. They already had Bobby Jones, Andrew Tony, Maurice Cheeks, Daryl Dawkins. They had Moses Malone. This has been going on for years, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's a big thing. Even Magic Johnson days when he played, yeah, he was loaded. He came in the league with Kareem, and then he had a first pick with Worthy. But, yeah, he got Scott. He got Bob McAdoo, Jamal Wilkins. I mean, these guys are Hall of Fame players. He played with those tenders, man. You know what I'm saying? They were older guys, and they ended up winning championships. They were role players. So I'm not going to sit up there and crucify, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge. They are good players. They are former number one players who didn't make it, you know what I'm saying, into the championship game. But they kind of older now. They nice. They solid players right now. And with James Harden and the role players they got, they're probably the team to beat, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to sit there and say that's a super, super team. They are solid players, though, so that's going to be the thing. When them guys come out, you still got a legit mid-range jump shooter. And Aldridge, he averaging 14 a game. You know, so he's not going to go crash rebounds or go crazy on rebounds or block shots. But he got Blake Griffin. He still can shoot mid-range. You know, I watched him yesterday. Guys go run right by him, dunked it. Hell, he tried to grab him. Hey. You know, his defense ain't there. You know, so they got some liability. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's good for me. I ain't going to say it's great for the NBA, but I don't know if they're chasing rings. But them guys ain't like they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Marcus Aldridge, we thought he was going to be the next Tim Duncan. Nowhere near. He was down in Golden. He was up and down in Portland and had to leave one of the greatest players ever, James. Something was wrong with him. Then you go down to Spurs, can't get along. You can't get right over there in the Spurs, man. Now you can say, you know, you're a 14-point scorer now, so you legit, though. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come in here and knock some big shots down. He's going to be a good role player for them. So, yeah, it's going to work out for him. But I'm not getting too uptight with that now that the Lakers got Drummond. You know what I'm saying? I still think LeBron James is two players in one. So if he's healthy, baby, and David's healthy, I think they can win it. Get the jersey. Not just me, baby. What do you think, L? What do you think, L?
Remember, they're Brooklyn now. Is Brooklyn in the house? I'm gonna
say
this. Are you looking for a dynasty at this point in your career? I don't think so. I don't think that you're trying to get a dynasty in Brooklyn. I just think you're trying to get one. That's all organizations. Look at the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right.
All you really want is one. After Detroit Pistons won with Isaiah Thomas back-to-back, all they wanted was one. You just want to be relevant. Hopefully you win two. Hopefully you win three out of the next four. But that's not happening too many times. That's why guys like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul, Jabbar, Isaiah Thomas, those guys are special. Not too many of them. Even with the big three in Boston, how many did they win? One. Yes, they got the two,
right,
but
yeah,
they
there?
Only won one. So do you call that a dynasty? No. But I think that when you're in this era, I think you're just looking to win one. And if you can get there again and win more, so be it. Because my father, Big Meeks, and shout out to Uncle Wizzy Wayne. Wheezy! Uncle Wayne Brown down on 66 and Huff. He stopped his Bibles that he OG the Buck to tune in. That's how hot we are.
That's
how hot we are. But I'm going to say this about the Brooklyn Nets. They're on course to get there. I didn't see too many other teams that did a lot. Miami did something I think that will help to maybe get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay, but I like what the Lakers did. All you want to do is the Lakers is to stay between 1 and 6. If you had to play in those play-in games to make it to the playoffs, so be it. Because like you said, you have LeBron James. You have LeBron James. And you have a healthy Anthony Davis. So that helps. Somebody's echoing right now. Got to put their phone on mute. But let me ask you this, ICE. The second part of my question. That being said, are the Brooklyn Nets villains? You say yes or you say no?
I think they're villains, man, because, you know, these big time names just went over there. It's like we got five. These five guys has been 5-time All Stars. Okay, that's never happened in the history of basketball. You know what I'm saying? You have four with Boston. You know, and back in the day you had some other guys, but it's just like when the Boston Celtics in the '85 they lost the championship game. They went and got Bill Walton. He became the sixth man of the year. And they're like, oh, Bill was old, but Bill was crafty. He's a role player. But he was a Hall of Fame player. He was a former All-Star who knew how to play. So these two guys still know how to play basketball, man. So, I guess they call it Blake Griffin copping out, man, but I don't think so, man. He was averaging 12 points with the Pistons, man. He had only had two dunks in the last 2 years, man. I think he got a chance to. You hadn't even heard about Blake Griffin, man, the last 2 years. Now that he went over there, he right about that. And nobody care about him going over there like that, man. Now, when all just went over there, we like, whoa. You know, like, damn, you know, you already got a power forward, so y'all going to be playing the same positions. And you know, so my thing is, I don't think KD is all the way healthy, man. And we also got to talk about KD and Michael Rappaport today, too, man, because that was some crazy stuff that went on today, too, man, yesterday. But anyhow, man. But I think they're the villains to NBA players. But for me, you know, they role players now, man. So even though they tough role players, so it's gonna be tough for them to lose a series, though. I'm gonna tell you that, especially the way James Harden playing. He had an all-time high level, man. I ain't no hater, man. That guy's balling, man. He's gonna make everybody around him better. So you need open shots. If you want 25 points and 17 assists, guess what? James Harden can give it to you. Wherever spot you want it at, you're comfortable at, he's finding you. All just right there in the mid-range game, one of the best you're going to see in the NBA. So they're going to be tough. They're going to be tough, Elby. They're going to be tough.
I'll say this before we – because I know we're up against it. We got to get to the break. And when we come back, we're going to get with the Sweet 16, the Final 14 that have been set. We're going to talk about and get our callers in, because I know they biting at the bit. They hitting the – they want to get in the asylum. But I'm going to say this. I don't think they're villains, because it's amazing to me. You said it. Blake Griffin, when he wasn't with the Brooklyn Nets, he was garbage. NBG, nothing but garbage. Now he signed with the Nets. All of a sudden, oh, man, they done picked up late. I mean, come on. So I don't think that, but every team is trying to get their team better. No one said it when the Heat picked up Ray Allen, Shane Battier.
Nah, that's
man,
how you do, man.
So let's not get up, you know, all our, you know, upset because teams want to get loaded and try to chase that ship, think that they're villains. But my street question of the day, when we get to the callers, is it how easy? I want to ask you this, Ice, and we will get to the break. But I just want to ask this. This is a street question of the day. Is it easier to get a triple-double today than it was in the 1980s and 90s? That's the street question of the day. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Sweet 16. The Final Four has been set. How many teams you got in the Final Four, world? I got two. Hopefully they meet in this national championship. Callers, keep holding on. We got you, baby. Give us a call. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! Nipsey in the building.
Double up.
The marathon continues.
I ain't telling no lies. I ain't telling no lies. I just...
Five. 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black fire gold chains. Young rich nigga boy stuff on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, I was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJ. Tryna make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Tryna
double up.
Yeah.
Three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us.
Double up.
I ain't telling no lies. I just
yeah.
I ain't telling no lies. I just
5, 4, 3, 2.
the time I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Hard to catch what you can't see. I grew up to be who I wanna be, so the more niggas talk, I'ma shine. Might have been way before it's time. Posted with my back against the wall. Life is a bitch, but she mine. The rag 6-2, she has mine. The west side 2, yeah, it's mine. What you know about? Your poster on the wall at the dealership. Leaving the bed, legs trembling. Getting banged on for your penalty. What you know about? Your response be the reason you exist. Lucky I ain't get caught up in the twist. Young nigga, blue pager on my hip, so as the champagne spill and the car accelerate and the beat gon' cry, I'll be going to the bank at least 3-4 times. Get handshakes from the branch managers. We keep doing fly shit when the cameras cut.
Double up,
yeah.
3-4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just.
Yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that time. I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
To the final four. They double up. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. We in the building, baby. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got the Dream Team with me, Styles the God, T-Row, ICE. Man, it's Wild Out Wednesday. We're talking about the allegations and the 21 lawsuits pending against the star quarterback for the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson. Does that, these allegations in these cases, that shut down his character and his stock value? Talking about the NBA, these signings, these buyout guys, Andre Drummond going over to the Lakers. How does that help the Lake Show? LaMarcus Aldridge going over to the Nets. Are the Nets the villains of the NBA? Shout out to my man E-Double. He told me no. He said the black players controlling the narrative. They just mad. Streets. And that's from a street perspective. Now, ICE, March Madness. We've come to probably the end of it.
And it's ironic, today is the last day of March. The tournament has set itself up for the men. Final Four, Baylor versus Houston, Gonzaga versus UCLA. And I want to ask you, those four teams, how do you think, how did you like Gonzaga's role? Let's talk each four, and you tell me Gonzaga, they had to get through Creighton and USC. What impressed you about Gonzaga?
Gonzaga is who we thought they were. They're a pro team over there, man. Torn with players over there, man. They got four NBA players over there, man, for sure. You know what I'm saying? They fourth best player, man. He only one had a triple double so far this year on the team. Okay, so they loaded, man. They look good, man. They got scores. They can pass. They got slashers. Man, if they lose, man, I'd be surprised. They doing what they're supposed to do, and they winning in double digits, like by 20. They actually beating up on these teams for real, man. So they for real. I'm impressed with Baylor too. I had them to make the Final Four. I'm impressed with them, and they doing what I thought they'd do. But Houston showed me something, man. I was shocked on Houston. First time they've been to the Final Four in 37 years. You know, Elijah Wine,
1984.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I was a senior that year, going to that year, okay? I was like, oh, yeah, baby. I had my first pair of MJs in 84. Y'all thought we don't like no Michael Jordan. We had first pair of Michael Jordan in 84. We had to get up at Glenville back in those days, baby. $30 was a lot of money then. A lot of money. I was impressed with them, man. But UCLA, man. To do what they did this year, man, to be, you know, just getting in on the first four rounds, you know, they was the Wednesday game, you know what I'm saying, you know, and to get to the Final Four, man, that's impressive, man, but you got to like the coach down there, man, and he's been big time in Cincinnati, man. I think coaching came into effect, too, just in these tournaments, just like Houston's coach, Sampson. Kevin Sampson, these guys are experienced coaches, big-time coaches, and I think DeJuan, even though he missed some shots with Michigan, but DeJuan Howard showed me something. He's going to be a great coach. Player just missed the shots. He just ain't had the talent over there in Michigan. I knew that. They only had one good player that I thought he could score on his own. That was Dickinson, the point guard. But the other guy, they missed open, wide open shots. He had good looks, called great plays. But it also comes down to coaching. But I think Gonzaga is the heads and shoulders above every team that they're playing. And so far, that's in the league right now. You know, I think Baylor got enough talent to get there. I think look like a Baylor Gonzaga gang. They look like it. But they're ahead of everybody, man, talent-wise. Gonzaga, they look good, man. What do you think, Alex?
Well, this is the street. And I tell you, it comes down to who wants it more. Yes, Gonzaga has a lot of talent for NBA players. But we all know sometimes it comes down to who wants it. Baylor and Houston, they are hungry. They are grit. They are tough. And whoever, and see, this is the thing. This is where it helps Gonzaga. Because let's be honest, UCLA, great job. The only blue blood that got into the Final Four out of Kansas, out of Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke. You got in. 11th seed, that hasn't been done since 2011 with VCU and Shaka Smart. Shout out to Shaka being smart, stepping down from Texas and going over there to Marquette. Smart, Shaka. Great job. But let me continue. This Gonzaga has been lucky. They haven't been in real wars. They're going to be in a war a battle against UCLA. Okay? Shout out to UCLA. And you said it came down to coaching, which it did. Okay? But I think UCLA players was a little bit more gritty, a little bit more grimy, as we would say in the streets, to pull the game out when it's close. Now, getting to Baylor and Houston, this is where it gets tricky, ICE. You know why it gets tricky? Because they're going to exert so much energy. That's going to be a dog fight. You ever been to a pit bull dog fight?
Yes, sir.
Like my man said on Friday, it ain't pretty. When he was in the bathroom, Money Mike, and Damon came in there. He said, "You ever seen a Rottweiler Chihuahua fight?" He said, "It ain't pretty. It won't be pretty." And I'm thinking the winner of that game will have so many wounds and might not be able to extend and get past Gonzaga. I have to re-go back and go to the lab because we're going to give our picks on Saturday beforehand. But I think that it's going to be an epic game, low scoring, between Houston and Baylor. And just look what Baylor did, getting past Villanova, destroying them, and then just, you know, taking out Syracuse. I'm sorry, OG the Buck, and I picked Houston. I was just being smart for the bracket for our little side bet we was doing in the streets, the Dream Team. But as my man Jay-Z would say, you need more people. So I just think that shout out to Baylor. That's their first time getting back since 1950. UCLA getting there since 2008. And Houston since 1984. So shout out to those teams. New fresh blood. Gonzaga may be the first powerhouse mid-major to win it all. We'll see. In the street. Street question of the day, I'm asking the callers. Is it easier to get a triple-double in today's game compared to back in the day, the 80s and 90s? I'm going to ask ICE and the callers when we come back. Callers, stay on the line. We going to get to you. It's high. Please tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street! It's
baby.
Woman's history,
my child. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? Tired of beefing you bums, you can't even pay me enough to react. Been waking up in the crib and sometimes I don't even know where I'm at. Don't pay that nigga's songs in this party, I can't even listen to that. Anytime that I run into somebody, it must be a victory lap, ayy. Shawty come sit on my lap, ayy. They sayin' Drizzy just snap. This in between us is not like a store, this isn't a closable gap, ayy. I see some niggas attack, and don't end up making it back. I know that they at the crib, going crazy, down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now, baby. I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down, baby. We took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town, baby. Where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that?
I'm in the trenches, relax. Can you not pet that little boy in the club? Cause we do not listen to rap. We in Atlanta, I buy her wig. She's telling me Tay is the best. Pointed the nigga who act like a killer, but you only one from the net. I'm like the baby, I'm not just a rapper. You play with me, you gon' get stretched. Bring Drake to the hood, surround Drake, around Drake. Even though I got a case, I'ma do what it takes.
And I never been embraced, and the money's hard to make. So I bet they on their face right now. I know that they at the crib, going crazy, down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing and slowed down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where did these niggas be at when they said they doing all this and all that? When he tell a story, that's not how it went. Know they be lying 100%. Moved out of the rest and forgot about the bend. Now they just called me to tell me come get it. Now that boy off and I don't want no credit. If it was me, they wouldn't regret it. Left me for dead and now they won't dead it. Yeah. Heart is still beating, my niggas still eating. Backyard it look like the garden they eating. Pillow talk with him, she's spilling the tea. And it's dry, they came back and said she didn't mean it. It's hard to believe it. I know that they at the crib going crazy, down bad. What they had didn't last, damn baby. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing and slowed down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby, where these niggas be at when they say they doing all this and all that?
Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. I got Styles the God, T Row, ICE, and you know who's bringing the music in? OG the Buck. Keeping the colors together. It's hot in the asylum. ICE, you ready for the first caller?
Yes, sir.
The first inmate on the marquee, man. All time caller. I mean, all-time listener. First time getting in the asylum, my backcourt mate. He transferred on me, though, ICE. We could have won a state championship. I'm going to always say that. My bleed, E-double, you in the building, baby?
Buggy, we're going to make Dub second. We're going to go to Philly Fieldhard, Alabama first.
Philly Phil.
Yo.
We've been talking to Sean Watson. We've been talking NBA.
Right.
It's the Nets, the villain of the NBA. Talking now, we got the Final Four. What's your take on the March Madness? And street question of the day. Why is there so many triple doubles in today's era than it was in the 80s and 90s? Street. You got the street, Philly Phil.
Fellas, what it is, what it does. Yo, check it out. This March Madness. I only been looking at like the marquee teams. You know what I mean? Like, I think Gonzaga's gonna smash UCLA. I mean, we done had them in the Final Four top two all year. That Houston Baylor, they're gonna be knocked out. They're gonna be knockout dragon. Neither team might not hit 50 in that game the way they guard. So I'm really looking forward to that game. Either one of them can get Gonzaga work by just because of the way they play, gritty, tough defense. So I'm looking forward to that game. As far as like the triple double thing, I think with the way the game play now, it's just easier. No, you couldn't touch a cat back in the '80s, '90s. I mean, you could touch a guy in the '80s or '90s. You know what I mean? Like you can't touch nobody right now, man. So it's just, you know, they set the game up. You know, the powers that be. You know, for most scorns, you know, more action running up and down the floor, shooting threes, jumpers, more rebounds, you know what I mean, more chance for assists. You feel me? So the game kind of set up for that right now. You ain't it ain't going down like that. I don't think you saw that shit Russell Westbrook did the other night, that 30 and 20 shit. Man, you probably ain't saw that since the 60s or something, somewhere way back, some Oscar Robertson type. Like, you don't, nah, you wouldn't have saw that in the 80s or 90s. No way. So I think it's just easier now by the way the game's set up to be played. You know what I mean? As far as, like, my take on the Nets, this Nets thing, man, and how everybody, like, painting the villain. You know what I mean? Because guys strapping up, you know, to want to go try to get what people see as an easy ring. Man, you still got to go out and play the game, Blade. I don't care who you got on the team. That shit don't mean nothing, man. You still got to play the game. I mean,
absolutely.
What's five names? You know what I mean? It's only one ball. Still, I don't get down how many guys you put on the squad or, you know, what they did here. It's still one ball. You know what I mean? So they're going to have to try to make it work. Now, on paper, we know how many teams in one rings on paper, man. So, you know, we know how that game goes. A lot of paper champions. Whole lot of paper champions.
Absolutely.
But Deshaun Watson thing, I got to say, man, I'm kind of hot about this. And what I'm going to say might be kind of controversial, but it's the way I feel. Listen, man, by the standards that the standards that we're going by now, you know, the societal standards we done set now for what constitutes sexual harassment, every man I know alive and committed it before. Straight up. By the standards that they got right now. You know what I mean? Because who amongst us ain't said, damn, baby, you look good. What's up with you? You trying to do something? That shit's sexual harassment now. And that's unfortunate, man, that, you know, it done came to that. By the standard society got set now, if you say anything more than high and five, you a harasser. Like, it's crazy, man. And I think With this particular case with Deshaun, I ain't no conspiracy theorist, you know. It's hard for me to believe 20-some people lying, man. That's hard to believe. But the thing about it is, if even one of them telling the truth, that's one too many. You know what I'm talking about? Like, straight up, that's one too many. But on the flip side of that, if even one of them lying, that's one too many as well. You know what I'm saying? So, like you got, if even one of them lying, that throws everybody else's story in, you know, their credibility in the question. You know what I mean? Like, it's two sides of the same coin in a way, man, because if one of them telling the truth, that's one too many. If one of them lying, that's one too many. No, man, either way it go, he forever tainted now. You know what I mean? Like, he can't. He's going to have to ask his friend to get somebody's number for him now. One of his teammates. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wide receiver, man, go ask that girl for a number for me. Like, he can't do nothing. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And, you know, you got people suggesting, you know, the organization then plotted against him and orchestrated this whole thing. And, I mean, man, that's just hard for me to buy, man. You know what I mean? 30-something women, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Somebody ain't lying. But the thing about it is, what is that actual crime? Was it a text asking to get with you? You know what I mean? Is that harassment, or am I just a nigga taking my shot, shoot my shot? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Only thing you can do is tell me yes or no. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, by the standards we got now in society, every last one of us has committed sexual harassment, and that's just unfortunate, man. And that's my take on that. Appreciate the platform, fellas, as always.
Man, Phil, we appreciate you bringing that fire tonight, man. You wilding out, man. It's Wild Out Wednesday.
Yes,
it's a reason.
Yes,
it's
sir.
A reason why we got put you in the queue. So, man, we appreciate you, man. I need you to stay
yeah,
on.
I'm about to go get at this
because we got the.
You know it.
Yeah. We got the dummy of the day, man, and it's hilarious. So we need you to stay on, man. Thanks for your support. And as always,
call,
tell a friend.
Appreciate it,
tell
bro.
Tell a
appreciate
friend.
I'm about to go
for
get
real.
On this. I'm about to go get on this Kong and Godzilla, man.
Hey, and tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Jeez. Hey, OG the Buck. I know you picked this caller. I know you picked him for sure because he's a Steelers fan. See, you can't put that around me, man. You know what I mean? And this is Sandlot, friend of ours, all-time friend, man. First-time caller, first-time listener. My man, Ed Vic, man. You
in the theater, baby? What's up, Nixie, baby? I appreciate the love out there from the Blue Bomber crew and yourself.
No doubt, no doubt. Now,
yeah.
We've been talking about the allegations and the cases filed against
Sean.
Hey,
man, I got to
get
with me love, man. I don't know what we want for, man. That's my guy.
Who's that?
That's my guy. Who is that, man?
That's Buck.
Oh, Buck. That's right. All the way back. Shit. Yeah. Just think, that's how far we go back. The last time Houston was in the Final Four, Five Time Jammer, and beyond that.
So let me ask you, EV. Now, these allegations against Deshaun Watson, 21, has been filed. What you think about that, man?
Well, you know I do. Like the one guy was just saying before, I'm on it with the organization somewhat. All of a sudden, he's telling them I want out, da da da, this and that. They're like, well, we're watching on the go, this and then they, you know, boom. Like you say, he's not going anywhere right now. Yeah, he's in, you know, he's marketing. Yeah, somebody had all of a sudden 20. Yeah, I'm on the organization thing with the black guys. You know, he might have did it, but they probably seeped into more of it. Like you say, you just can't – just think at recess at the same time and hitting girls on the butt. That's a charge these days. You're in trouble.
EV,
yeah.
You follow the basketball. You follow college basketball like no other. Your guys, North Carolina, didn't make it. I'm sorry. One bluegrass team did. UCLA,
right.
What are their chances? I just want to give you a synopsis. Your synopsis of March Madness.
You know, they got me somewhat on the Madness, but like you say, I only got two in. I went, you know, Baylor, Gonzaga, you know, with the bases, but I didn't get to see much due to the protocol. But, yeah, the UCLA boys, yeah, they, yeah, the Pac-12, well, the Pac-12 got off at the last minute. They did a great job, but, I go with Gonzaga and smash them. They little run about to come to an end.
Jeez. Let me ask you this, EV. Let me ask you this. Is it easier now? It's a street question of the day. Is it easier now to get a triple double than it was in the late 80s and early
90s? We're all on the same page. Everybody has to be older age up on here, and we know what it's like. Ask Mahorn and them, Lucas and those type of guys that broke your boy Jaw, the Doc Jaw, the ABA. Nope, that you can't touch him. Yeah, you know, either though the skill level is taken up, everybody's very athletic, but yeah, no hand checking. I mean, just think about it. They're getting away. But yeah, it's pretty easy to speed it again when nobody gets touched, really. You know, they whine.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to say this too. I'm going to say this too, EV, because I didn't answer that question. I'm going to ask Ice too. As we bring Icy in on this, I'm going to say this. Because it's a lot of small ball playing, because it's a lot of drive and kick, what do you get? You get a lot of long shots, long rebounds, so the ball pops out further. You get a lot of guys that, you know, back in the day, what was the protocol? Your center was
going
7
in
foot.
First.
Your
in
power
out.
Four was
going
16.
In first.
Your small four was 6'9". And your off guard was 6'6". And your guard was any size. But you didn't go in there. That's why it kills me when somebody says, well, LeBron James has more rebounds than Michael Jordan. You didn't go in there as a guard.
Right, right.
You would get
smashed. Yeah, he's bigger. He can do it all, though. Yeah, he's bigger guy, yeah.
So with the game being spread out and nothing in the paint, of course guards and wings are going to get more rebounds. That's just my take. But, EV, let me ask
you.
You
know what it is. You're the coach. You know what it is.
Right.
You're the coach. How many rebounds did he get against your crew when you coach against me?
LeBron James, yeah.
You did a good job. I was at that game. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
right.
Memphis coach against LB. That's what I'm saying. So you got it.
Stop, Boogie. Just stop it when you talk about rebounding in the 80s. Yeah, you can go in there. It was a rule back then, but Google a guy named Lafayette Sats-Lieber. He averaged 9 rebounds.
Dang.
And he's 6. Okay,
yeah,
84. He was getting triple doubles then, man. But you did go down there. He was getting rebounds. Mark Eaton. You gotta go. Want to get rebounds? Rebounds don't fall in your hand. I watched Russell Westbrook when he get those triple doubles that year, the first one, and he was actually going rebound against 7-footers, man, just going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's a hustler.
You're right. You know, but just don't knock a guy because they get 8 rebounds. You say, rebound, you got to go get the rebound. Rebound just don't fall in your hand every time. You know, I know you know that right now. But Google Sats-Lieber, he averaged 9 rebounds, okay, for like 2 years straight. He was 6'3", okay? So he went in there and crashed rebounds, too, in the 80s.
Was
in the tough 80s. So they had guys like that.
I understand that. That's my point. It was more astounding then than it is now, because now it's more common. Game is set up. It was amazing. Just think of this. I'm going to tell you guys a stat. Just think of this. James Harden right now, and he's only been there 36 games. He's already the second leader in triple-doubles for the organization. Russell Westbrook is 8 away from being the leader in organization history for the Wizards. These guys, I mean, it's they just getting them. They have more than you would think. Jason Kidd would be up there with those
Jason
type
Kidd
of stats.
Jason Kidd is up there. He's 6'3", 6'4". He went and got those rebounds too. Okay, so he can't go
my
get
point.
The rebounds.
That's my point. It was tougher then, I think, to get in there. You had to battle rebounds.
That's the rebound because you had 7-footers. That don't mean that if you want to go get that rebound, you can go get it. Okay, that's all. That's my point, though. That was all I had to say. That's all. But you all right.
Street.
Hey, anybody now, baby. But guess what? You all right. You all right. Triple doubles come easy now because how the floor spread it and how these guys can shoot the ball now. You know what I'm saying? So you get an easier tip off of catch and shoot all day for these guys, man. Wide open, man. James Harden looking like a goddess out there, man. I mean, I'm watching him every night, man. Like, wow, man. And they really playing him, man. Guys say he can't play defense. He playing defense, man. They playing defense and fighting guys, man. They hitting shots. You know what I'm saying? So they're gonna be lethal. They're gonna be lethal, man.
We got to keep this in the archive, EV. I got to ask you this about the Pittsburgh Steelers before we let you go. Where do you see your Steelers finishing in the 2021 season?
Oh, okay, we got to deal with the draft. We got some work to do. We'll be all right. You know, the COVID year, I'm going to have to put some work on this. I think I saw a guy that was like my size out there playing DN. Against the Browns. That's all right. They got that off, but it'll be all right. But, yeah, we'll compete. We'll be ready. I got to see what we're going to do in the draft. I haven't even really looked into it, but we got to get some pieces together. First, we got to replace Ponce. That's huge. You got to get the running game. So it's some work to be done. But we'll compete. You know that. So, you know, that's a big deal.
Spoken like a true Pittsburgh Steelers fan. If you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bust. You sound like OG the Buck.
I just like to compete. You can't win it. You can't go every year. We all know that. And anybody that's a Browns fan knows how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl. So I just had to, you know, put that out there. But, yeah, we'll be all right. You know, it's better to have been than never.
Ooh. We're going to go to the break on that. EV,
yeah.
You got to stay on the line. We got your big dummy of the day coming up. You got to stay on the line. It's so funny, man. We always end the show with a big
appreciate
dummy.
It.
You got to stay on the line, man. We appreciate you calling. And as always, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell
good
a whole lot of girlfriends.
Appreciate you, bro.
Man, shout out to the caller. Stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day coming up. We on again Saturday, 10 a.m., Super Saturday, we call it. OG the Buck, give us some funk, man, before we get to the big dummy, man.
Ooh-wee! We wildin'! Who would have thought? It's the city! Let's
keep saying, yeah, only know. I got court tomorrow, only go, only show. I got shit to do, only God can judge me. Who the fuck is you? They say, who the hell? Nigga, we the hell. 10 straight days, I get to try to free that. Never, ever, ever serve a nigga way to sleep at. DJ at the door, nigga, you ain't try to see that. They my suicide watch, they on suicide watch. Kill yourself, get them suicide rock. Had the nerve to write me a dear young letter. Killing them young, should've known better. I paid too much, you niggas play too much. Let them swear you the talk and I don't say too much. You niggas saying too much. Mr. 75, you niggas paying too much.
They say who that? Who that? Nigga, we that? Shout a red on the track. Buy me a shop, and I ain't talking to him. I'm talking shit with propellers. Fly to the club, make my old bitch jealous. Throw motivation, it's a straight celebration. I seen Jizzle in the chopper outside, this is basic. Ain't a mixtape, but the tape's mixed. Black tape, red tape, all on one brick. Sitting on the floor, sitting on the floor. Last night, I swear to God, half a million on the floor. On the money like a pillow on the floor. Woke up, got money, had to get it off the floor. They say who that? Who that? Nigga, we that? Hey, that? Shot a red on the track.
Ha, ha, ha.
show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. I'm the host, L Boogie, T-Roll Styles, the guy, ICE, and we in the building, baby. It's Wild Out Wednesday. Get on the podcast. I'm sorry. I'm getting tongue-tied, man. This big dummy got me tongue-tied, man. Big dummy of the day coming up. But we talked about Deshaun Watson and his allegations, his 21 lawsuits that's pending. We talked about the Lakers picking up Andre Drummond. Is the Nets the villains of the NBA? We talked about this Final Four has been set. March Madness, Baylor, UCLA, Gonzaga, and the University of Houston in a path to get into the Final Four. We'll give you our picks Saturday. Make sure you tune in and why and who's going to be the champion when we come back next Wednesday. We're going to brag about it. Somebody going to owe me some money. You know what I mean? We in the street. So, ICE, who the big dummy of the day, man?
Well, you know, it's going to be 2-1 for me, man. Got to be, man, because both of them was wrong and both of them was dummies for both of them. What I'm going to say is that Kevin Durant and the actor Michael Rappaport, all right, they were going at it about a Charles Barkley interview, how Kevin Durant was so dry with the interview, and it escalated in the DM box, you know, where you just keep it private. And then KD, you know, and KD always get upset about these interviews, man, saying he was too sensitive. And he went in and saying he'll smack him in his mouth. You're fag. Your wife don't even like you. So when he threw his wife in there, man, I think that's what triggered Michael Rappaport. But, man, boy, you've been crucifying NBA players all your life, man. I wonder if you even got a jump shot, man. So my thing is both of y'all are and then when he DM you, man, you let everybody know, man, you lost your cool points, man. Your soul points is gone, man. You're no longer hip no more. White hippie, no more of that, brother. You broke the street code, brother, okay? So they're both of them are my big dummies of the day, baby.
Need to hear that cat fight, man. We don't need that text fight. You guys are dummies, man. Leave that, like you said, ICE. You broke the street code. Man. T Rizzy, it's that time, man. The CO is coming. We gotta, you know what I mean, get out of here. You got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man. Y'all already know what time it is. My bad, man. Your boy is on the clock, man. So to my peoples, man, I love everybody. We gonna keep it short and sweet, man. So shout out to the Dream Team. Get back at your boy. Straight.
ICE. It was an emergency. Any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah. Oh man, shout out to Mr. Versatile, T Rizzy. Cool time to act just time and time. And of course, my man, Buck, who keeps it funky and hot. With my man, L Boogie, baby. It's all good, baby.
Street! OG the Buck, any shout outs before we get out of here?
Man, T-Ro got to give me some shout outs, man. I don't want to hear that because you're on the clock. I need some shout outs right now, T-Ro. I'm a shout out, T-Roll shout out. I'm a shout out, Skidamo.
Right.
I'm a shout out, the wife. I'm a shout out, that nice house he got out of Arizona with that swimming pool. I'm a shout out, that good job he got. Shout out to T-Roll, man. We appreciate you. Man, all my time's going to go out to the callers, man. All the callers in the queue, man, that make it, that keep us rocking, man. My DDA bro, Fonzo, man, I appreciate you calling in today. Boo Joe, DDA till we die. Appreciate the call, man. Philly Bill, all the way from Alabama. Philly Bill, Alabama. Man, we went out to Alabama. I saw Philly Bill at the Alabama State game.
I couldn't believe it. Shout out to Philly Field. Thanks for calling in, man, with the knowledge. And we cannot forget my man, Ed Victor. Ed Victor, man. We get back to St. Thomas. That way. That's my guy, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate everybody calling, even the guy that didn't get in, man. Trey Lee, D-Wig, Marv, Cuddy, that Devin, I see you. D-Mac, I see y'all, man. Thanks for the call. Man, all this time, man, I be rocking all this time. We be rocking. Do one thing for me. Bitching me, bro.
Street. Hey, man, shout out to my man, Daryl Peoples, man, a.k.a. Cap. He tuning in. He predicted Michigan, and he said that it was going to be a tight game between UCLA. And he, you know, he from Riverside, Cali, man, so he was going with them Bruins. So shout out to the Cap. Shout out to all the callers. My man Enrique, man, out in Spain tuning in. Shout out to my man James down in the ATL. So,
DDA is in my soul.
Hey, man, Uncle Wayne down on 66 and Huff, man. He stopped prayer to tune into the street. I want to give a shout out to all my guys on my 7th, 8th grade middle school baseball team. Shout out to the Colin Cobras. Shout out to Six Words. ICE. Give a shout out to your organization, man, real quick.
Hey, man. Shouts out, man, to the Corporate Career Department, man. We about to come up to the Indians, man. You know, anybody want any type of part-time work, man, I'm paying them cash money, man. Tell them to inbox me and call me at 216-254-1012. Kim Yeager, Incorporate Career Employment. I get jobs, any type of jobs you need, I can get you, baby. Praise, I got you.
I see. See how I plugged you in right there? See how I did that? You know what I mean?
That was beautiful.
The preacher. The MC. Hey, man. Keep inspiring me, world. And I just want to say I love the Dream Team. To all the ladies who made it to the Final Four, UConn, South Carolina, you know what I mean, Texas. And was it, I forget, Oregon. Man, I just want to say congratulations. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street!
Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mobra, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes. Picture me rolling.